Tonight's shiur is Siman Resh Mem Vov, Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet. Siv Gimel. Asur lahaskir o lahashil behemto le'en Yehudi. It is forbidden to lease or lend your animal to a non-Jew. K'dei sheyaseh bo melocha b'Shabbos. In order to do melocha on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah changes the gear, says Bishema. Perhaps he'll do melocha there on Shabbos. She'odem mitzuv ashvises behemto, because it is forbidden for a yid to let his animal work on Shabbos. A yid has to make sure his animals rest on Shabbos. The Ramah says, "Avo yochel askir l'hashilo hasalos shechzerenu l'kodem Shabbos." Now you could lease it or lend it and make an agreement up front that the non-Jew will return it before Shabbos starts. Avo lo mahani, but it doesn't help. Imas, now if he makes an agreement, imayeni Yehudi with the non-Jew, shetanuch b'Shabbos, that you hold on to it, just don't work there on Shabbos. Ki ein ha'ini Yehudi nemar kach. We're not going to trust that the non-Jew, in fact, will let the animals rest in Shabbos. Stop here, see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkon Yud, also lahaskir. It is forbidden to lease or to lend afilu b'yom rishon, even on Sunday. Afilu b'avlo, even if it's avlo, like for the week. It's a week rental, a week loan, and any profits are swallowed up. Sifkon Yud Aleph, k'dei sheyaseh v'chul, in order for the animal to do work, tzarech lomer, it should say shema yaseh, but he may do work. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that's the intent, that the possibility exists that he'll do work with it. That's a problem. Because a yid is instructed to make sure his animals rest. The pasuk says, in order for your shor and chamor to rest, even though he leaves it to non-Jew, once the non-Jew has possession, it shouldn't be the yid's shor and chamor. Hakayimlan, we hold schirus lo kanya. The fact that he rents it or leases it doesn't make it his. V'habli behem to shayit so, it's still the animal of the yid. Umetzuv al shvi sasa, and the yid is responsible to make sure that his animal does not do any work. V'yesh oim, some say, the lechumra amrinon the schirus kanya. That lechumra, we will say that rental is a kinyan. V'akein, therefore, what's the chumra? In Yisrael, sachar behemim in Yehudi. If a yid were to lease an animal from the non-Jew, mitzuv al shvi sasa, the yid has to make sure the animal rests on Shabbos. I belongs to the non-Jew. If we say schiris is koina l'chumra, now it's the yid's animal, and he has to let it rest. V'nochon l'hachmir, and it is proper to be strict, kiven dehu is the deraisa, because then when there's deraisa. V'msachra me'ene Yehudi, v'chazev v'hiskiru le'ene Yehudi. But if a yid rents the animal from a non-Jew, and then sublets it and leases it to another non-Jew, shari mimanavshach, that's mutter no matter what. Because if schiris is not koina, so it's the non-Jews to begin with. And if schiris is koina, then the fact that I leased it to the second non-Jew becomes the second non-Jews. Vim kana behema me'ene Yehudi, if he purchases an animal from a non-Jew, or he sells to the non-Jew, but he didn't make more than one kinyan. He only did meshicha, pulling it into his domain, or kesef by itself. That's a machlekes already. Which is the correct kinyan? He only did one. Have a sveka de dina. That's a taka shayla halacha. Vazin l'chumro din shvises behema. So when it comes to shvises behema, we have to be machmir and say it's a good kinyan. But l'maisa, generally, we do more than one kinyan with a non-Jew because it's not partial halacha if meshich is kinyan or kesef is kinyan. Sifkan yugimel, to tell the non-Jew that you can hold on to it on Shabbos, just don't let it work. We don't trust them. We don't trust them. It's not like the non-Jew is afraid to work with it on Shabbos. It's in his domain. He borrowed it or he leased it. No one accuses him of being a robber if he works on Shabbos. As opposed to the first case. If the condition was he has to return it on Friday, then the loan has ended. And the lease has ended. So Shabbos starts. So then he has to give it back. If you turn the page back, the Be'er Halacha says in the Masechta Asur L'Haskir, you cannot lease or lend your animal to the non-Jew, and he might work on a Shabbos because you mitzvah shvi'is behemto. He says like this: in Mocher behemto l'ene Yehudi, Let's say you sell your animal to a non-Jew, and you set a price. And maybe he did Meshicha and Kesef, he did all the Kinyan. And he gives it over to the non-Jew, but they have a trial period. Then he can work with it and see if there's any blemishes, and if it doesn't like it, he can return it. If he wants, he gets to keep it. So after 30 days, no questions asked, you can bring it back. After that, the sale is final, so to speak. So in such a case, as long as the buyer, the non-Jew, has not revealed his intent that he doesn't want it, we say it's in the domain of the buyer. There's no issue shvisas behemtu. It's a chiddush. Because lemaisa, he could at any point decline. So this is Rekiva Ege B'Shem Duran, and the basic concept is the sale was a sale. He has the right to void the sale. But until he does so, it's a sale. It's not a schirus. He says, look in Tev Tes Yushalayim Shehik Shalzeh from Yushalmi, but lemaisa, that's Rekiva Ege B'Shem. The bottom, Be'er Loch, bottom of the page, shvisas behemto, that we're mitzuvah and shvisas behemto, for Wadin, it's not just behema. The same as Tuchaya, it's for Oveshalo, a person's mitzuvah on his wild animals, his birds. Vafilo Minu Shabiyam, even sea creatures, there's going to be a halacha of Shavisa. Gam Kim mitzuvah Shavisa Sam. He's mechuyiv in all of them. So even if Mechaber says behema, that's the common scenario. But the reality is, you're mitzuvah on Shavisa of any of your living creatures in Shabbos, and you cannot let a non-Jew work with them on Shabbos. It's like you can't work with them on Shabbos. The Mechaber continues with im hishila o hiskir le'ani Yehudi. Let's say the Yid lent, he lent or rented the animal le'ani Yehudi to a non-Jew. V'hisnimo, and they made an agreement up front. Lachziru lo koydem haShabbos. The non-Jew will return the animal before Shabbos. V'ikva b'Shabbos, but then he holds on to the animal on Shabbos. So now what's the Yid supposed to do? If his animal works on Shabbos, his animal's not resting. Before Shabbos starts, quickly be mafker, relinquish ownership of his animal, even though he's alone. O Yomar, or he could say to the non-Jew, Behemti kenu yelen Yehudi, my animal belongs to you. Kadei sheyinotzel miyisur diraisa, that he should be saved from an issur diraisa of his animal working on Shabbos. The Ramah says, V'moitzi yorchel afkiul lefnei shlosh mani odom kedin shar hefker, if he wants. He could make an hefker in front of three people, the way the rules of hefker require. Vafilu hachi, and nonetheless, ein shom odom yochel liskos, but no one can take that animal, even though he was mafker in front of three. Devadai ein kavanoso rakati lafkiya meilov yisra Shabbos, there's no question his intent is only to take away the isra of the animal working on Shabbos, not that anyone could just take it and walk away. The Ramah goes on to say, v'davka b'Shabbos, this is only a consideration for Shabbos. Alba Yontif, when it comes to Yontif, ain't no de mitzuvah shvisas behemta b'Yontif. A person is not instructed to make sure his animal rests on Yontif. And his Yontif, the animal can work. Doesn't bother us. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Dalet. Yavkirenu v'chul Mechaber says, if the non-Jew holds on to the animal, he doesn't return it before Shabbos, the Yid who lent it or rented it to him should be mafkirit. V'zadavka b'diyevet. This is only b'diyevet. Shekvar hisne imo, he made up that he's going to return it before Shabbos. V'ik for Shabbos, and he didn't return it, he held on to it. Aval chadchila, asur lahaskir al das, shekesh yegia yom ha-Shabbos shafkirena. Lachadchila, you can't rent your animal out with the intent that when it comes Friday afternoon, I'll mafkir it before Shabbos starts. V'afilu imi afkirena b'fnei shlosha, even if you're going to go and do the hefker in front of three people. Sheina kol yoyidim in a hefker, not everyone knows about the hefker. For us, it'll come to suspicion. Sheyomu, they'll say, Behemta sheyosol oisim alocha b'Shabbos, the Yid's behema is doing work on Shabbos. Va'af b'mechira ein heter. Even if there be a sale to the non-Jew, it's not okay. Ela kishemoicha behemta le'nihudi b'mechira gemura, al koi meshvua, unless it's a full-fledged sale that he sells his animal to the non-Jew for the entire week, for every day of the week. As opposed to selling it just for Shabbos. You can't just go sell your animal to the goy for Shabbos so he can work with the animal on Shabbos and it's not your animal and then the sale comes off on Sunday. We don't do that. Because of the suspicion, like we said before, people don't associate this with the goy, they associate it with the Yid. Matu l'chadchila. Now the Bach disagrees. He says it's mutu l'chadchila. L'haske odash afkirim b'nei shloisha, to rent it to the non-Jew with the intent up front that Friday afternoon I'll make it hefker in front of three. The kiv and the shloisha yodim, once three people know about it, mefarsim milsa, it becomes public knowledge. V'leol de chashod, then they won't come to any suspicions. L'vashas d'chak, in case of great need, asher sheish l'smoch al-dvar, perhaps we can rely on this Bach. At the end of the siman, we'll clarify emir tzahashem. Sivka and Tisvav, Beino lebein Asa. So Machaber says that he can mafker it between him and himself. No one else is around. She'oz einu mitzuv al shvi sasa, kivin shene shalo. Once he's mafker it, he has no requirement to make sure the animal rests because it's not his. Because it's not his. She'kvar hifgir, he already made it hefker. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishbot, the halacha is that hefker has to be in front of three people. So why is Shulchan Aruch saying over here, between him and himself, the halacha is, hefker requires three. Zeh midrabbanan. The requirement of three is midrabbanan. Al midiraisa, afilu b'no l'bin atzmasagi, min ha-teira, he can make it hefker even between him and himself, no one else around. Here, he rented it to the non-Jew. And he made an agreement with him. He'll give it back. And he went against the agreement and held on to it. It's sufficient with this to be safe from the Issa Diraisa. So, Enochanami, the Banataka wants Hefka to be done in three. But Midiraisa, Hefka works even if no one else is around. And a male, he wants to be safe from the Issa Diraisa, so it's good enough to be mafkir by himself. But Ayin Beis Yosef, if you look at Beis Yosef, Sheyesh Poskin Shesoivim, there are Poskin who hold, the Gam Bekan, that even in our case, Afshehu Dievid, even though it's B'dievid, that means he made up that the Goy will return it and he didn't return it, Be'in Adavkat Floss, you need three. Valkein, therefore, Tov Lizor Mizel Chathchila Miesh B'Efshari. L'Chathchila, it is absolutely a good thing to make sure, if possible, to have three people there when you mafkrit. Or at minimum, someone else should be there when you mafkrit. The rabbi migdoli ha-poskim say, because many of the great poskim hold, that after you rise a ein hefker ad sheyafkir al kol parim b'fnei adam echad, that min ha-Torah, it's not a hefker unless someone else is there to see it, to witness it. Even if the person who witnesses it is a household member. So even though we began by saying that min ha-Torah he can mafkit on his own, and midrabbanan you want three, so the Mechaber says in this case we rely on the deraisa by himself he can mafkit. First of all, there are poskim who hold that you need three even in our case, and certainly there are poskim, doli poskim hold you need one. So one should try to have one. Now the Shaar Tzion Yuches points out that this is the Shulchan Aruch Shita in Choshen Mishpat. In Choshen Mishpat, Ein Shayin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that min ha-Taira hefka works in front of one person. But midrabbanan, you should have three people. So Mechaber himself says that min ha-Taira, you need one person there besides the person being mafkert. And yet over here, he's going with the mahalach that you don't need anyone. So the Shaar Tzion explains that in this case, because we're trying to avoid the issa d'oraisa of shvi'as behemto, so if you have no other choice, we'll have to be soimich on the other rishonim who say you don't need anyone else there. But he himself personally holds that you taka need one. Just the case here must be, it's like a shas t'chak, there's no one else around. Quickly be mafkrit and not be over on the iser. But if you have one person there, certainly you should do that. Sivka and Tezayin. Or he could say to the non-Jew, behemti k'nui lo en Yehudi, my animal is now the property of the non-Jew. Ayin Magen Avram Shadayit, look at Magen Avram. His opinion is, the Dafkam Oyim Lo B'Fonav, he has to say this to the Najul. Behemti Kanui L'cha, my animal now belongs to you. She'oz Miskavene En Yehud L'Knosa, then the Najul has a mind to acquire it, V'Yiniknas Lo B'Mirzu, and it becomes his through that statement. Kivan She'Brushuso, since it's in his domain, V'Kain L'Chatzero, so because it's in his chatzer, in his yard, he's Koine. Avam Oyim Ken Shlo B'Fonav, but if the Yid were to say, on his own, the guy is nowhere around, and just say, oh, my animal belongs to the non-Jew. Lo kana in Yehudi klal. The non-Jew, it doesn't acquire it. There's no kinyan like that. How's he claim it? Va'afilum zikul ayde yisur l'acher. So let's say he wants to get another Yid, and the second Yid will take ownership for the non-Jew, who mezakeh for the non-Jew, Gam Kilomani, it also doesn't work. This is clarified in Chosh Mishra Eshma Gimel. V'chein hiskim Pima Godim, u'shar achroinim, k'magin avam. And the Pima Godim and other chroinim agree with this magin avam. U'pashut. It's simple. That even if he says to the non-Jew, my animal now belongs to you, but Eden Shiel is a gam came pesikas domim. There must be an agreement for a price. You owe me this much for my animal. Is if not, in zemichir klal, that's not a sale at all. He's not giving it away to the goy. I'll sell it to you, but you have to pay me. And the intent is to be saved from the issi d'iraisa, or something to say. You don't rely on this to rent it to the non-Jew with the intent that when it comes Shabbos, I'll make it hefker. Then I will make it the property of the non-Jew. Because this hefker or even the kinyan are not public knowledge. You still have the maras ayin, like I said before, that people think he's working with the yid's animal. Again, look at the end of the siman. The end of the siman is going to make all kinds of ways to deal with this issue. Dramo says that even if he's mafkin in front of three, no one is allowed to take it. There's not a true hefker forever, because his kavana isn't to remove himself except for Shabbos. It's clear that his intent is not that this should be hefker forever. It's just hefker for the day of Shabbos. To remove from himself the Isra Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, it'll go back to his domain. But as far as the day of Shabbos is concerned, it's absolutely hefker. The Gamzimirki Bishem Hefker, it's called Hefker. This is going like the Gemara explains. The Afilu Hefker, Yom Echad, have a Hefker. Hefker for one day is called Hefker. Vein Serach Lochus Sheba Yiska Ba'acha B'Shas Kuf. And he doesn't have to worry that someone will take it from him on Shabbos. Sheba Vaad Yeni Hudi Lo Yenichenu. Because certainly the non-Jew won't let. Because Man Shitachas Yadol L'Melachto, as long as he has it to do his work with it. So it's a Hefker for Shabbos, and no one else is going to touch it, no one else should take it. The notes on the side ask a question: what if the yid wasn't mafkud erev Shabbos? Can he mafkud on Shabbos? Can he make it hefker on Shabbos? Is it a masa matam Shabbos that's aser or not? So the notes being the Kaf HaChaim said that even though chatchila he definitely should do the hefker for Shabbos, but the yid can mafkud or makan it on Shabbos to be saved from the iser. The whole iser of kinyanim is the rabbanon. The iser she says will be the raisa, so you will let him mafkud on Shabbos. Sivkan Yutes, Ein Adam Mitzuvah Chulu. Now on Yontif, a person is not Mitzuvah on Shvisa Behemto. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Shvisa Behemto Yafina, Madiksev, Laman Yenuach, Shorcha, Vachamarecha, Kamocha. The animal resting on Shabbos is learned from the Posik that your shor, your ox, and your chamor, your donkey should rest just like you. Vaikrab B'Shabbos Ksev, the Posik is referring to Shabbos. Now there's a note on the bottom of my Mishnah Berurah that this drasha is Yerushalmi. And the problem is, there's no such pasuk. There's no pasuk l'man yinuach shorcha v'chamarcha kamocha. There's a pasuk l'man yinuach shorcha v'chamarcha. There's also a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim l'man yinuach avdecha v'amoscha kamocha. There's two psukim. The pasuk that refers to the animal doesn't mention it kamocha. The pasuk talks about Yeravodim, talks about kamocha. So Chaim Kinevsky wants to say that the Yerushalmi is learning a gzer shav l'man yinuach l'man yinuach. They both say l'man yinuach, and since it's said kamocha by Eved, ve'amo and amo, so you can learn the word kamocha into shor and chamor. And that's what is being quoted over here, l'man yinuach, shor, chamorcha, kamocha, even though the word kamocha is actually not there. V'haikor b'Shabbos, because they're referring to Shabbos. So just like you rest on Shabbos, your animals rest on Shabbos. V'afilu hachi, so it's only on Shabbos, it's not referring to Yontif. V'afilu hachi, now even though on Yontif your animal can work, lo yaskir me'el b'havlo, when you rent it to the non-Jew, it has to be with other days. The lo yisachay yontif, you can't take earnings from yontif. V'nei marshal chorlik alzeh. The marshal argues on this halacha of the Ramo. V'nei to yontif v'shabbos shavin hein bezeh. K'mo b'chom halachas. His opinion is that yontif and Shabbos are exactly the same like everything else, and therefore there is a shvisas behemto on yontif. V'ayim agnevam shehirch bezeh. Magravam goes into great lengths, maybe Beis Yosef, Simon Tov Tzadihei, Hevi Deis Rishonim is there, and he says that Beis Yosef and Hichos Yontif brings Machlokes Rishonim, Umetzadid Shom Le'Isser, and his inclination is to Asser. V'alkein Yish Lahachmas, so one should be strict, not like Drama. Be'argur Gamkin Herach Mezeh, from the Goyen, his commentary also goes to great lengths, Umask, and he concludes, the Iker Gedas Marshal Benal, that the Iker is like this Mashal, not like Drama. V'gamma Kamam Besimit Tov Tzadihei, Sif Gimel Farish Hagor, and later on, also the Gemara explains, "Mashakaso b'Shulchan Aruch." That was the Shulchan Aruch writes. They not seen Masal behem Yontif. You can't carry burden on your animal Yontif. Hatavu Mishmash Shvisa behemto. The Gun understands that halach that didn't Shvisa behemto. So, Lamaisa, it's not so posher to rely on this Ramah, since the Beis Yosef, Marshal, and the Gun all say not that way.
Excuse me. How could the Ramah even think that if we have the concept that the only difference is Zoichel Nefesh?
He says Pshat like this. The Tzivui of the Torah in Yontiv is Isra Sias Malacha. My behemoth's work is not Malacha. I didn't do any Malacha. For Shabbos, there's a Chiddush that behemoth has to rest. So the Torah makes a Tzivui on the bottom that the animal should rest. That's a Chiddush. Don't say it by Yontiv. And when it comes out that there's no din shvisas ever either in Yontif. Only on Shabbos ever has to be shvisas. Not in Yontif. Siv Dalet. Yisrael shehiskir shevarim le'en Yehudi la'chrosh behem v'chrosh behem. A Yid leases his oxen to a non-Jew to plow when he plows with them. Yesh matirim im kibla v'en Yehudi achrayis misa ugzela ugneva v'yukav zula. Some say it's mutter for the non-Jew to work on Shabbos with these animals, as long as the non-Jew took upon himself all responsibilities if the animal were to die or be stolen, or if it changes in value, he will make restitution for the loss of value. For Yesh, some say, since the non-Jew doesn't have the right to sell it, it's still not his. Nikus behemoth, Yisrael's called it Yid's behema, and therefore you have to make sure he doesn't work on Shabbos. Ayin lamata b'simen zeh, look at the end of the simen. Mishdebura sifkarn chav, im kibel alav achulu. The non-Jew is going to makabel full responsibility. Da'i dezeh ha behema k'mo shel en Yehudi. So we look at it as if the animal belongs to the non-Jew. U'motu lachas wa b'Shabbos, and therefore he could plow with it on Shabbos. Even though he gives it back as is, im lo yikra lo klum, if nothing happens to it. For the moment, right now, it's entirely in the domain of the non-Jew, since it's in his domain if it has a change in value. So the Sharasian explains, because essentially, why is this different than a shoyel? A shoyel, someone who borrows is responsible if it dies and responsible if it's stolen. So this is the same as a shoyel. We know you can't lend it to a non-Jew, even though he's responsible for a misa and oinus and everything else. When you borrow something, you don't have to pay if it goes down in value. In this case, because of Yukav Azula, because he's taking responsibility, even if it, for some reason, drops in value, he will pay the difference. So that's a new level that we look at it as if it belongs to the non-Jew, even though if nothing changes, he'll just give it right back to the Yid. Sifkan chaval va'ayin lamata v'chulu. Look at the end of the siman. Hainu d'shnei yesh matirin hakosef shom. There's two yesh matirin in sif hei. V'gam v'hagosha b'sof ha-siman muchach d'sfir l'kadas ha-matirin. And the Ramah also at the end of the siman is clear. He holds like those that are lenient. V'ayin mashek nechto shom, look right over there. So Sif Hei is going to bring a number of possibilities of making it mutter, again, without a full-fledged sale up front, how to make it that Yid can give his animal to the non-Jew and he'll work with it on Shabbos, and the Yid's not over in Shvisa's behemah. But Sif Dald is being a machloikis. Being a machloikis, if the non-Jew takes full responsibility, even for a change in value, the Yesh Matirim holds is fine, and the Yeshim holds, no, it's not fine because the non-Jew doesn't have the right to sell it, so that means it still belongs to the Yid, and there is going to be a problem of Shvisas Behemta.